一起死去。
You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and I think we all get so wrapped up in ourselves and in our jobs and in whatever it is that each of us are doing that we really honestly forget to stop and take stock of all of the things that we really have to be thankful for. And for some of us, it's pretty easy to do that. For others, it is not. Some of us are more attached to people things and spiritual things. Others are attached very tightly to material things, toys, jobs, you name it. And that's okay, you know, if that's your life, whatever it is that you're sort of welded to, if you like that life, then that's the life for you. So tonight, we're going to take calls and just talk about what it is that we have to be thankful for. How good our lives are, regardless of all of the reasons why we may think it's not so good, there's always something that shines. Sometimes with a very, very clean and wonderful brightness. So, if you want to stick around, we'll be taking calls in just a few moments. The number is 520-333-4578. Wherever you're at in this country, just think for a few minutes. What is it that I have to be thankful for? I mean, give us a call and let us know what that is. And interspersed here and there, I'll tell you what I have to be thankful for. And by golly, it's quite a bit. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes. I'm just thankful for the family I've got. And I'm also very thankful for you. I've got a couple things to say. One, that I got your book, Behold a Pale Horse, Barnes & Noble, and Nevada's carrying it.
You know that according to Barnes & Noble, my book is the most stolen book in their inventory.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, they've also put in Oklahoma Day One on their wish list. And your people out there, most areas that have cable TV, they have ads that for a dollar a day or so, you can put an ad on there.
Uh-huh.
And I put one on for a couple of weeks with your for anyone who has a C-band dish with your coordinates on it. And they got some response, which is good.
Well, that's wonderful.
Also, on your antenna, I received one. And that PVC pipe is meant to be buried, so you need to get it painted so the sun does, because it doesn't have UV protection on it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Just for the short period of time I've had mine up, I can already see that it is changing.
Yeah. They have a primer out that's developed for aircraft. It looks like that might work XIM.
XIM?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be able to stick to ceramic tile and stuff like that.
Oh, great. Where are you calling from, by the way?
California.
California. Where at?
Clear Creek.
Clear Creek. I don't know where that's at. And I used to live in California.
Susanville?
Okay, I know where Susanville is.
We're out by there. We're between that and the Redding.
Uh-huh.
By Lake Elmenor.
Okay.
And I'm transmitting you.
Wonderful.
So,
What frequency?
102.1.
102.1. Excuse me.
Right now we're probably reaching about 1,000 people or so.
And what city is that again?
Clear Creek.
Clear Creek, okay. I'm trying to compile a little database here so when people call and want to know where they can pick up the broadcast, I can tell them.
Great. Another question. Is the hardbound cover of your book still available, Oklahoma Day One?
Yes, it is. It's $65 postpaid. There's only 500 of them in the world. They're each numbered, and they're each signed by both Michelle Marie Moore and myself.
Then.
It's a top quality book, I got to tell you. It's all sewn and it's the best binding. We really spent too much money is what we did, but we're very proud of what we've turned out.
Well, I've got your Oklahoma Day One, the regular book, and I've got two copies of the Behold a Pale Horse, and they're borrowed a lot. And so I'm going to have to get one for myself.
Well, be careful about that. Everybody who tells me that they lent out my book, Behold a Pale Horse, has never, ever had it returned.
Well, I've got a system where I get the price of the book plus about $5 or $10 more. And they have so many times, so many days to read it and then get it back to me or they lose their money.
Oh, I see. Boy, well, you're doing it the smart way. So many people, I know people who have actually purchased as many as 10 books because they keep loaning their book out and they never get it back.
Yeah, that's, and Tate's that way too. But I also took your advice and I got the Black's Law Dictionary, and now I know the difference between general and special appearances and which the others bill of particulars mean.
Uh-huh.
That book is worth its weight in gold.
You better believe it. And another one you need is the 1828 version of Webster's Dictionary, which I understand is on CD-ROM somewhere.
Oh, 1828?
1828. That is the dictionary that is used in the law and in Congress and everywhere else.
1828 Webster's Dictionary. Okay.
Yeah. And you'll be amazed at what it has to say about the Illuminati. The Illuminati covers almost two pages.
Well, I'm getting quite a collection here of books now and tapes, and got quite a group of people now that are coming over, and got a little, not right at my place, but another place, and we're just talking over what you say, and also we're trying to go about it a political way also. We got two ways we're going.
Good. Well, I hope you're also doing your research. Remember my admonition. Listen to everyone. Read everything. Believe absolutely no one and nothing. Not me, not your mother, not anybody, unless you absolutely can prove it in your own research.
Well,
see, we got in this position by trusting that somebody was telling us the truth, and for many years, everybody has been lying to us.
Well, from what I read, I don't read a lot. A lot of things to do in the library aren't open a lot. You know, when you're working and then you're trying to do other things, bring in your wood and stuff, and the times of the library is open, you can't get to it. So I do depend on you. I read the stuff. I depend on DV Kid. And what I read so far, you're right on. So I've got to trust in you and believe in you because I don't have the knowledge, or like I know time is a cop out, but when the libraries are only open a couple days a week and hours that you can't get to them, there's not a lot you can do. So we do depend on people like you, and God bless you.
Well, thank you, and God bless you, and thank you for calling.
Yeah, someday I want to get out, and I'd like to get to one of your things, your conferences.
Great, because they're dynamite.
So keep them going on the air and let us know when they are.
Well, I'll go as long as I can. You know, someday they're going to have to shut me up, and I'm not going to get shut up, so they're going to have to kill me, and I don't know when that's going to be, but I really don't care.
Well, I'm to the point I don't either. I'm just ready to do it and get it over with, and I might not be much of a challenge to them, but they're not going to get my weapon.
Everybody thinks that's strange, but you see, they didn't ask me, you know, if I was afraid or if it was dangerous when they sent me off to Vietnam, and now they think it's really crazy that that I'm here defending the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, really fighting for my country. They think it's really somehow weird, and I think they're weird is what I think, because they're the same people who pat their sons and daughters on the butt, send them off to die in some godforsaken desert in the Middle East, and they call that patriotism, and I call them absolutely crazy. Good evening. You're on the air.
Mr. Cooper.
Yes, sir.
My name is Donald DeHaven.
Hi, Donald.
I talked to you earlier today.
Where are you calling from?
Consul in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I've got a question concerning the IRS issue that you've got going. I was wondering if you could give any of us an update on what's going on.
Nothing really. I've got suits filed against them, and I'm always filing Freedom of Information Act requests and appealing, and if they don't give me what I want, I file suit and go to court. But I do have some good news, and I'm glad you brought this up because I had forgotten about it, and I wanted to make sure that everybody hears this tonight. The United States Circuit Court of Appeals, 9th District, has just ruled in a case where a man had not been filing income tax returns for several years, and he pleaded that he didn't have to because it violated his Fifth Amendment protection and required him to testify against himself. And the lower court ruled against him. They convicted him, and he appealed it to the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, 9th District, and they overruled the lower court and said there is no Fifth Amendment exemption in tax court or for the Internal Revenue Service, and to file an income tax return is a violation of your Fifth Amendment protection under the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. How do you like that?
I like that. I have a personal interest in myself and what's going on because of a situation in my own life, so I've been very curious to watch what's going on with yours, because I know that what's going to happen with you is going to be critical all over this country.
Well, I'm not the only one doing it. See, we a lot of us stopped believing what we were told, and most people just file income tax returns because their mommy told them they had to do it.
Right.
And, you know, maybe they saw some neighbor lose his home and all his property when they filed a notice of lien and just took everything. But these, most people are sheeple. See, they never read the law. They never study the IRS code or the United States code or the Code of Federal Regulations. They don't understand any of this. They don't understand that the IRS has been stealing people's property simply by filing a notice of lien, and no lien actually exists. It's like you writing on a piece of paper that you have a lien against Joe Blow, and you take that piece of paper down and you file it with the county clerk. That's not a lien. That's just a notice of lien, and that's what the IRS has been doing all these years, stealing property. To get a lien, you have to have a court order from a judge, and it all has to go through the due process of law. They have never done that.
Well, my wife is also an attorney, and she has been really looking seriously into this issue with me because of the stand I've taken, and she is really upset by the whole system.
Well, she should be, because the Internal Revenue Service does not exist under the law. It was created by the stroke of a pen. There is no Internal Revenue Service any of those things listed under the organization of the United States Department of Treasury in the law, which it's required to be. No agency can exist unless it is created by act of Congress. The Internal Revenue Service was never created by act of Congress. Internal Revenue Code or regulation, Code of Regulations, was never passed into law. there is no requirement for any Americans to file or pay income tax. It's all for people who work for the United States government and or live within the jurisdiction of the United States government, such as the 10 square mile district known as Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, U.S. Virgin Islands, and all of these things. And by golly, we're fighting them. We're beginning to win in court, and we're, you know, every little victory counts. But we've also found that they throw the law right out the window. They don't even follow the law. They don't care about the law. What they care about is maintaining the status quo and robbing this nation blind. But anyway, it takes years of study to learn all of this stuff. And so that's why I tell people, don't even try any of this stuff until you've done your homework, you've done the study, you know what you're talking about, you know what you're doing, you know you how to handle yourself in a court of law, and that takes several years of hard study and work. But once you do it, you're free, really, literally free.
Well, I want to thank you for all that you are doing, and I have been going through the Oklahoma City Day One. I've got that copy. I've read through Behold the Pale Horse. My wife and I prayed nightly for you guys before we go to bed, you and your family, for your safety.
Well, thank you, because we certainly need it. I got to tell you that. They hate my guts because I'm the only one on radio, TV. I'm the only one in the entire media in the world that gets on the air and says something and then documents it and sources it so that the people listening can go out and find the same information. And I'm the only one that tells everybody not to listen to me until you've done the research. I mean, listen to me, but don't believe me unless you do the research and prove that it's true. And as you know, President Clinton named me as the most dangerous radio host in America in a White House memo, which Rush Limbaugh read on the air in order to get the heat off of his back when the big attack on so-called right-wing radio occurred. He said he read it on the air, and he said, see, it's not me, folks. It's this guy William Cooper out in Arizona that they're really mad at. But he still bills himself as the most dangerous man in America. He not only sits on half his brain, he doesn't use the other half either.
Well, I noticed in an issue of the New American, President Clinton is standing with about six or eight different well-known terrorists throughout the world, and it just makes me wonder how soon we're going to be seeing a major-scale terrorism attack in our country trying to get this anti-terrorism bill beefed up.
I told you that this would happen years ago, and I told you exactly why. That international socialism would create a wave of terrorism across America, the likes of which Americans could not even imagine. I wrote it in my book that was published written about 8 years ago, published about 6 years ago. I had it all written in there. All of these predictions have come true. And the purpose is to make people approve draconian, tyrannical legislation, such as the counterterrorism bill and others, and to be willing to give up their arms and protections of freedoms under the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, in order to, quote, get the guns and drugs and terrorists off the streets of America, end quote.
Well, I want to wish you and your family a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll be sending you out our postcard in the morning.
Thank you. What have you got to be thankful for?
I got to be thankful for the heritage this country has given us, and it's a shame that we're losing it because of the people we have in Washington, D.C., and I'm hoping and praying that people like you and myself and others who are trying to get involved in becoming an active part of this thing to change things around will do some good. That's my hope.
Well, whether we do some good or not, at least we're doing the right thing, probably for many of us, the first time in our lives. And, you know, everybody has to die sometime. I'd rather die doing something right and something good and something true than die in an old folks' home rolling over in my own mess because they don't pay the help enough money to come in and clean my sheets and turn me over once in a while. To me, that's a wasted death.
Well, I want to thank you again for everything you're doing for this country.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you. Good night.
And folks, there's an awful lot of people like me out there. They're willing to die for the principles and ideals that our founding fathers gave us that made this the greatest nation on the face of this earth, than to march into the chains of slavery under socialism and the New World Order. We have pledged that we will never fire the first shot. But we're here, and they know we're here, and in order to get our weapons and take this country to the extreme that they want to take it to, they're going to have to come after us and fire the first shot, and when that happens, there's going to be civil war in America. You can count on it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. How you doing?
Good.
This is Tom from California.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Just fine, thank you. I guess this Thanksgiving, I'm thankful for all those that are standing up in the face of adversity. There are so few men left with integrity that we have too many that would rather go along to get along. And when I see individuals standing up for what is right, no matter what it costs them, it makes me proud to be an American.
Well, that's wonderful, and you're absolutely right. You know, they're teaching children in school today that it's okay in certain circumstances to lie, that lying is situational, and when they start teaching children that that's okay, then all of the rest of it falls into place and everything becomes okay. And everything is not okay, is it?
No, not at all. Matter of fact, I have a friend that I talked to the other night, and he has a clipping from a paper he's going to send me where that in the school they're now having kids snort their inoculations and saying that they're having very good luck with it.
You're kidding.
No, that's why I want it documented, and I want him to send me the article. I'm waiting for it.
Wow. Send me a copy, too.
I sure will. And I'm also thankful that you were so prompt getting my copy of Oklahoma City Day 1 out. I received the book today, about 11:30, 12 o'clock from UPS, and I haven't been able to put it down except to call you.
What do you think about it?
I'll tell you what. It's a piece of American history. I think that anybody that does not have the book should beg, borrow, steal, whatever it takes to get the money to buy the book, and to put it in our own library as a part of personal history. We're losing so much of our history out of our libraries by having it taken out. This is a piece of history that is in our time, and it is very relevant to what is going on. It is very well written, very well documented, and I urge anybody who has not bought the book to definitely buy it.
Great.
Well, I want to wish you and Annie and Pooh and Allison a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much, and happy Thanksgiving to you, too. I hope you get stuffed full of turkey and dressing and just glow with contentment and surround yourself with loved ones and just have a wonderful day.
I'm planning on doing that, Bill. You do the same.
Thank you.
Good night.
520-333-4578 is the number. We are going to do it, and that's one of the things that I'm thankful for is a day that we have to give thanks, and I love that day. I do all the cooking. I get up early in the morning, and I do all the cooking. I give Annie takes the whole day off, and I like to cook anyway, but it just makes me feel good to be able to do that for her on Thanksgiving, because it's a tremendously big meal to cook, and so that's one of her days off. I cook on other times also. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill. It's Calvin Reese.
Oh, hi. How are you, Cal?
Oh, I'm just doing fine. We got our satellite, and it's such a joy to listen to you crystal clear.
It's a big difference.
Big difference. It's like taking the plugs out of your ears. Shortwave.
Yeah, shortwave is an interactive sport, actually, to get a clear signal. You have to do contortions and put one hand on the antenna and then your other hand on your ear, stand on one foot.
Yeah.
And
say a prayer at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you, I'm enjoying tonight's show.
Well, thank you.
I have a lot to be thankful for.
Well, let's hear some of those things.
You want to hear some of them?
Yeah, let's hear some of them.
Well, I have a fantastic wife.
Yes, you do.
A very loving family. And I have my health. And a lot of people are forgetting about that.
And you have a ferret.
Oh, boy, you're not going to get nothing done.
And you have a ferret.
And I have a ferret right now, and she's trying to hang up the phone. And for now, we have our freedom. And no one's really mentioning freedom. And that's something that we better really be thankful for right now.
Well, Cal, I'd have to disagree with you. We're not really free in this country anymore.
Saying the truth.
We are at the mercy of of whoever wants to leave us alone or just completely destroy us individually or as groups today. I knew that Americans were no longer free when I watched those people in that church in Waco, Texas, be murdered right in front of our eyes.
And absolutely.
No one did anything about it.
I guess my right now, when I say freedom, I mean I have the ability to be able to call you up, talk to you on the phone, and talk to the rest of the viewing audience. So for right now, I have that little bit to still cling on to.
Yeah, I understand that.
And one thing I'm really thankful for is all the intelligence service members and all of the staff behind Oklahoma City Day One.
Well, I'm certainly glad that you said that, and I know that they're all listening, and we can never publicly reveal who they are.
Right.
Because it would
jeopardize them.
Put them tremendously at risk.
I am so very deeply thankful for that. It's the truth.
Well, thank you.
It's so very hard to find.
Yes, it is, but we have some of the best people, as you know, working with us, unsung heroes.
Absolutely.
Who are digging out the truth night and day, 24 hours a day, every day, and we'll continue to do that.
Absolutely. And those are just a few things that I'm thankful for, but those are like one of the biggest and the most important. And the truth is something that we better really get down on our hands and knees and be thankful for.
Seek ye the truth, and the truth will make you free. Nothing else can do it. Jesus Christ told us that. He told us the truth, and we had better listen to him.
That's absolutely the fact. It's the truth that will set us free, not rumor, not speculation. And all of the staff, that no one will really know, I'd like to just send out a personal thank you.
Well, thank you, Cal. And give Denise a big hug for me, will you?
I sure will. Give Annie, give Allison, and give Pooh a big hug. And I hope you have a really good day tomorrow.
I will. And you too.
And God bless, and we all love you.
Thank you, Cal.
Take care.
Good night, and thank you for calling. 520-333-4578. Yes, that's one of the great things that I'm thankful for, is people like Michelle Marie Moore, and all of the people in the intelligence service who have pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to protect and defend the constitutions of their states and of the Constitution for the United States of America, and to do the job that they are doing in order to fight this World War III and hopefully save freedom for America and for the world. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Cooper. It's Kevin from Carson City, Nevada.
Hi, Kevin.
And I've talked to you a few times before, and I definitely have to say the thing that I'm most thankful for is being able to constantly hear you. I had to do some jumping around to get a C-band dish set up, but you're definitely worth chasing around and listening to. And the other thing I got thankful for is this country we do live in, but just like the last callers and a couple others have said, we're rapidly losing it. And I honestly feel that we're the last generation that's really going to have any freedom at all.
Well, I hope you're wrong, because I certainly don't want my two little girls to grow up and live under the socialist enslavement of dependency upon Big Brother and politically correct rhetoric and, truth just disappearing over the horizon. I don't think I could stand that. If I really believed that in my heart, I think I would just go out and blow my brains out.
Well, my problem is I just sit there and all through the day at work and stuff, I keep on listening to news, and at night I listen to BBC and other places, and I just keep hearing this stuff just building up a little bit at a time. And I talk to people about it, and absolutely no one has a clue. They just think this is normal. They don't think they're losing anything. And I ask them to think about it for the last 30 years, just how things have changed. And they said, oh, yeah, I can see things changing, but what are we going to do about it? You know, it's that attitude that's absolutely everywhere.
Yeah, they're the same people that will tell you something is terribly wrong. They don't know what it is, but and they... you know, want to change the political system or put somebody in there who will be better, and it just never happens.
Right. Now, the thing that I try to do that I'm going to, well, have been doing a little bit, and I'm going to try to do every holiday now, is I'm not in a position, like you've told other people, you know, get out of town because I'm just a low person on the pole or whatever, but I'm trying to, on a holiday when you're supposed to be around feeling good and everything, I'm trying to watch a movie like America every holiday to really remind myself.
You mean America?
Hey, right.
Yeah.
That's a movie that really gets you to sit back and really think.
Oh, yeah, and there's one part in there that's very similar to what happened in Oklahoma City. They call it the Heartland.
Oh, when they went into the village.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ran over everybody and shot them. Yeah, yeah. Your books, the hardcover, 65, the softcover?
The softcover is $34.95, and these are post-paid prices. They're really $5 less expensive if you can get your bookstore to order them. You'd pay $60 for the hardback and $29.95 for the softback.
Yeah, but if I order them through you, you make more money than whatever else. And do you still have the Behold the Pale Horse available? Through?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And what does that one go for?
That's $30 post-paid.
$30. Well, I think I'm going to grab out some Christmas money and get it off to you. And one other comment, you know, like you were just mentioning here with some of the problems coming up, you know, taxes and who knows what goes, what's going to happen. Those of us that aren't in the intelligence service or CAD or anything like that, and right now you're only on satellite. If the satellite goes dark,
that's not true. We're on satellite in approximately 700 low-power FM stations across the country and around the world.
No, what I'm saying is if the satellite goes dark, the FM stations go dark too.
Well, if the satellites go dark, you better grab your rifle and run for the hills.
That's what I'm saying is it'd be nice to know if there's like a list of just fallback frequencies where people can monitor, and you know, even from CB up through ham bands that people could monitor and just look for news.
The militia, the Second Continental Army, the Republic Militia, has a complete primary communication system, a secondary communication system, and a clandestine communication system all set up, but I cannot give you those frequencies or methods of communication.
Right. No, I understand that.
For obvious reasons.
Right. So if and when that time ever happens, we just start spinning the dial.
Yeah, spin the dial, and if you don't hear anything, you better cover your butt and run.
Right. Well, thanks a lot, and have a nice holiday.
Okay, you too.
You bet. Bye.
Happy Thanksgiving. 520-333-4578 is the number.
Crazy people like me go crazy over people like you.
That's one of the things I'm thankful for. All you crazy people.
Yeah, the people like me go crazy over the things you do. While we are underneath the moon, the moon above, you've got me acting up like a loon. It must be love, love.
Well, Pooh, would you like to greet the next caller?
What does that mean?
Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh. All right.
Go ahead.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Well, thank you, Pooh. My daughter, when she was your age, was called Pooh also. Now she's going by her given name. And
this sounds like Ron.
This is Fred in California.
Oh, Fred. Okay.
Yes. so it's an honor to be greeted by Pooh.
Thank you.
She wanted to tell everybody Happy Thanksgiving, so I put her on the microphone.
No, I didn't. My daddy called me.
Well, you told me today you wanted to say Happy Thanksgiving.
Did I?
Yeah. You don't remember?
No, I don't.
No, you've just been so busy playing, you forgot.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, Pooh.
Thank you.
Pooh made a whole deck of cards today. She drew them all out and cut them up, and so we played cards for a while.
Great. Well, that'll keep you busy tomorrow after the turkey.
Oh, yeah. What have you got to be thankful for, Fred?
Oh, gee, this life, you know, is absolutely wonderful. And this planet is beautiful.
Yes, it is.
And we just aren't, we aren't faced with trivialities. That's a deal. You know, it's a fabulous ride. Going around, coming around. I'm just highly impressed with the quality of the adventure. It's no small thing.
No, it isn't. And I think most people don't understand the importance of their life and tend to twiddle it away. But you seem to have a grasp on what it's all about.
Well, either that or it's got a grasp on me. I'm happy either way.
Yeah, well, you seem to understand that life is for the living, and it's a constant seeking out of the truth and knowledge. And it never ends. It's a quest, if you will.
Yes.
And from birth to death is a quest. And hopefully, along that quest, you can do some good for some people and for the world and for this country here that we call America. That maybe somebody will remember us for.
Oh, I think so. Anytime I try to avoid it, why, it just comes up and smacks me in the face and says, hello, I'm still here. You will pay attention. So, I thought I might mention, I don't know whether you're familiar with the American Du Jour Alliance in Texas.
No, I don't believe so.
Oh, I think you'd like to be. This is a group in San Antonio, Texas. I have their mailing location here, and could give that to you on the air if you'd like. What they have is the basic item that they provide is a diskette, 3.5-inch diskette, including what they call Set 1 and Set 2 documents, the way back to a de jure government.
Mm-hmm.
And that's $25 minimum donation, they call it. And then they offer a bunch of books that are real serious commentaries on the law and principles and so forth. But the basic document that they came up with is called the Oath Purgatory, a Declaration Oath Purgatory. And what it says, might I read that?
No, this is really for Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. Right. I didn't want to get too far off the track, but I'm thankful these guys are around because there's about probably 30 or more documents included on this diskette, and it's absolutely worth it, and I think you'd be real impressed and want to talk to Charlie Miller there at...
Why don't you send me their address and what they're, you know, write to me what they're all about and everything so we can get some more callers in here for our Thanksgiving program.
I will do that.
And I'll contact. I have to be very careful about this stuff because usually these people who come up with all of this legal stuff, usually they have some of it right, sometimes a lot of it right, but I've never found any of them that don't have at least a part of it wrong.
Oh, I understand. That's always a good caveat, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'll send what I can to you, and you can take a look at it. I'd be very interested in your observation.
Great. Please do that.
Thank you, and again, happy Thanksgiving to you and Pooh and Nanny and all of those that you love, which I know is all of us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And good night.
Good night.
520-333-4578 is the number, and this is our Thanksgiving broadcast, because tomorrow night I'm going to spend Thanksgiving with my family. And you'll be listening to a rerun of the Hour of the Time, and it'll probably be a rerun of a well, I'll surprise you. You'll like it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill. This is Charles in Georgia.
Hi, Charles. How's Georgia doing?
It's thankful.
Actually, I should say, hey, Charles.
Well, we're thankful here. Very thankful.
Good. Care to name some of the things that you're thankful for?
Yes, sir. We're thankful that the problem has been diagnosed.
Yes, it certainly has.
If you don't have a diagnosis, then you'll never solve the problem.
That's right. A general who goes on the battlefield without knowing his enemy, his enemy's philosophy, religion, the tactics, the way they eat, sleep, drink, and play, is going to lose the battle.
Yes, sir. Well, I just wanted to say thank you for your show, and I'm going to order your books, and I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
See you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
520-333-4578 is the number. I'm thankful for my wife, Annie, and I am so thankful for Pooh, who's 6 years old, and little Allison, who's 16 months old. You know, I just love children, and my own children are so very special to me. There's not a moment that goes by that I just don't thank God for those two little girls. I just can't understand how people can mistreat children or any of those things. What's it?
She's 15 months old.
15 months. Well, I gave her a month. She didn't get to yet. Thank you for reminding me.
You're welcome.
Allison is 15 months old, folks. And Pooh came up here, running up here, to make sure that I didn't give the wrong age for her little sister. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, this is James calling you from Mississippi.
Hi, James.
I'm a first-time caller, Mr. Cooper.
Well, great. We're not really concerned with whether you're first or a million. We just care that you called. That's important.
Yeah. What I guess I'm thankful for is a couple of things. Antha and Gat still has not taken my job, but is nibbling at my heels.
Yes, and it's done a lot of other things that are just absolutely atrocious and that most people don't even know about.
Well, too, I guess I'm also thankful in that regard is that it has opened the eyes of some of the sleeping people.
Yes, that's true.
Another thing, I guess I was looking for a part that I could broadcast for an hour at 9 o'clock, and here comes Bill Cooper, so guess what we're doing tonight?
Well, great. That's wonderful. You're broadcasting.
Absolutely.
What's the frequency?
104.3.
104.3, and where's that at?
In Mississippi.
Any particular place in Mississippi?
The capital.
Okay. Darn, that's the second pen. All my pens are running out of ink. 104.2?
3.
104.3, okay. Great.
I thought you'd like it now.
What are you going to do for Thanksgiving?
I'm going to go to work tomorrow, Bill.
Well, I hope that you...
Work for myself.
Yeah. Some of us...
It's a 7-day-a-week job, basically, now.
Uh-huh.
Because of the fact that when Hillary Clinton started hollering health care reform, I lost about 30% of my business within a year because of restructuring and people going to HMOs and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
And it's been going downhill ever since, and I had half a dozen people working for me at one time, a full-time secretary. Now it's nowhere near that.
Well, you know, one of the goals of the Socialist New World Order is to put small business out of business.
I feel the pressure.
Yeah. A lot of people do. My good friend Bob Swan had a wonderful construction company in Hawaii, and they put so many limitations and restrictions and requirements on him that he just had to close it up and walk away.
Well, there's one thing I'd like to bring up, too, is construction here is booming. I mean, it is astronomical.
Uh-huh.
But we've got people waiting in the wings, ready to buy up property that is going to be in bankruptcy.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. They want to, I know folks that make a very good wage, and they're waiting to buy property on the lakefront for pennies on the dollar, but yet people are still out here building. Doesn't make, I just don't understand it.
I don't either. A lot of what's happening doesn't make any sense. The stock market doesn't make any sense at all. None of those companies have the value that the stock is getting.
Cooper, I believe it'll all make sense.
Well, sure it is. I think this is all building to a tremendous crash. And when it comes tumbling down, I just feel so sorry. Sometimes I just get this pain in my heart for these people who don't have a clue and aren't even the slightest bit prepared for what's about to hit them upside the head. And I really don't know what to do about that.
Well, I think we're doing exactly what we can do, and that's, we have to leave it at that. You can't do any more than you can do.
Well, that's true.
Well, I appreciate you taking my phone call, and from sleepy Mississippi, we're saying goodnight.
Well, thank you. You know, I lived down in Biloxi when I was a child and had a great time fishing on the back bay and going out and catching crabs. And
well, it's changed a great deal since your day. The casinos have moved in and the thugs are down there.
Wow. Well, I've heard that it's changed. I've heard that the easy fishing days are over.
Right. You've heard right.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
Sir, Mr. Cooper.
And you have a good Thanksgiving. Squeeze it in there somewhere.
I'm going to go to work and I'll be taking a butter phone call.
Great.
I appreciate you.
Good night.
Good night.
520-333-4578 is the number. Little Thanksgiving humor there. Most of the people who listen to this broadcast in Eager and Springerville belong to the Mormon Church, and they don't like coffee and tea. And they're great people. I got to tell you, all of the people who live out here in rural Arizona are just absolutely the greatest people that you'd ever want to meet. They cling very tightly to America, to the principles and ideals upon which this nation was founded. And that's one of the reasons that I live here. And I'm so thankful for this Round Valley, for this little town of Eager and Springerville that have accepted me and my family and have treated us so well for these last few years. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. This is Greg in Indiana.
Hi, Greg.
I think I'm gonna sit my family down tomorrow evening for Thanksgiving dinner, and I'm going to thank our God for His love and His patience and His sense of humor. And I'm gonna thank Him for my family, the ones that brought me to life and the ones that I have helped create along with my wife. And I think I'm also going to be thankful, maybe not in this order, but for the folks that have brought us the technology that have allowed us to meet each other the way we have here on the FM band and C band, and all of the people who have paid the price before us for us to be able to do things like microbroadcasting and dial up a satellite uplinker. I appreciate all those people who have suffered divorces and financial loss and death and whatever else, battles with the FCC who have gone before us.
Yes, you know, we're able to broadcast on low-power FM because one lonely person with no money and no resources and no backing and no lawyers or anything in Berkeley, California, decided that he was sick of hearing the lies on the communist news networks, and he set up an FM broadcaster and started broadcasting at 10 watts, and the FCC came and leveled a $25,000 fine against him. I believe it was $25,000, some exorbitant amount of money, and tried to confiscate his equipment and put him off the air, and he took him to court and challenged him, and he's winning. In fact, he won. He won on First Amendment grounds that it just is not right to allot the airwaves to just certain people who just put out certain information and not let the ordinary people broadcast. And so all across the country, that just went like a shockwave, and people began setting up the FM radios and broadcasting. I'm broadcasting right here in Eager Springerville with 25 milliwatts of power, which is only one quarter of the legal rating.
Yeah, we owe a great deal of thanks and to Mr. Dunifer, and I'm sure his battle with the government is not over, and I'm going to continue to support him as I have in the past, because I know that just like I try to support the organization that you represent, that he's also out there doing the good work and paying the price, and he has probably the sleepless nights and the tossing and turning and the sweaty palms, so he's paying the price all the time.
Yeah.
I wish him a good Thanksgiving, too.
Until we defeat this monster called Illuminism, socialism, communism, all of these people who have in their mind that they're going to perfect God's creation and make some kind of a utopian society here on this earth by enslaving the population of the world. Until we defeat these people, we're never really safe, and we're never really free, and it's going to be a constant battle, and it's getting worse. Because
who knows who they're talking about when they say God's creation?
Well, they believe God is man.
Right. Well,
that's the foundation of their belief. They believe in the Luciferian philosophy, that man was held prisoner in the Garden of Eden by an unjust, vindictive, and cruel God named Adonai, or Jehovah, and or Yahweh, and that man was set free from the chains of ignorance by Lucifer through his agent Satan, by giving man the gift of knowledge, the use of which will make man himself God.
And all that other hogwash.
It's all crap.
But it makes good reading.
It's entertaining, I'll tell you that.
Yes. I'd also like to thank you for the work that you've done, and your family there, who I'm sure is all downstairs listening and doing whatever else they're doing. God bless you and your family, Bill, and I hope you all have a very merry Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you.
Good night.
I know Annie is, they're all listening, and Annie is very busy trying to keep the children away from the transmitter so that we don't have a repeat of what happened last night. People who listen to that commercial don't even know what a Hudson is. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. It's Ron out in California.
Hi, Ron. You know, you and Fred sound very much alike. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't. When, you know, when you hear your own voice, it doesn't sound anything like it really does.
That's true.
I just wanted to say thank you very much for your program and everything. It's really helped us over here to see a lot of things we just never saw before. And with this Oklahoma City Day One book, I'm sure if I wasn't the first person to receive it, I was at least the second, because 2 days after you publicly said you were shipping them out, I had them, and I had the chance to read it through a couple times, and it's a fantastic book. Michelle Moore is a very good writer. When you listen to her on your program and you hear her speak, when you read her book, it's just like she's speaking to you. And I know that's not an easy thing for many writers to have that ability to just let it flow, just like you're speaking. And it's a very easy book to read. It's full of facts. It's almost half the book is full of documentation to source these things. And I think it's going to be a real blockbuster, an eye-opener to the people who don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I think so, too. Michelle Moore is a natural-born, very talented writer. I mean, it just flows out of her like the ink flows out of the pen, almost effortlessly. And I identified this in her from the reports that she was sending to me when she was the station chief during the investigation of the bombing. And then she came out for our annual conference, and she did about 12 hours on the investigation and how it was being conducted. And I told her then, I said, you need to write a book. You're a very gifted person, and you can do this. And she didn't believe me. I think now she does, and I'm so happy that she did it.
Yeah, she has quite a talent. It just flows right off the page when you read it. I want to ask you, do you know if it'd be possible to have Renee up as a guest sometime, who wrote the book NASA Mooned America? Is there any possibility of having him as a guest? Or?
As a matter of fact, there is a possibility, and I think after Thanksgiving holidays are over, I'll see what we can do about that.
Okay, I want to thank you for everything, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you, Ron, and you have a happy Thanksgiving, too. And one of the other things we have to be thankful for are these fine, wonderful microphones that you sent us.
Oh, think nothing of it. Thank you very much, sir.
Good night. Well, folks, that's going to do it. So, without any further ado, let's get them on out of here. Good night, and God bless each and every single one of you. And remember, you too can make a difference. All you have to do is do it. Happy Thanksgiving, folks. I hope you all just have a wonderful time. This is the Voice of Freedom. You're listening to the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network with studios in Eager, Arizona, broadcasting on satellite GE1, transponder 7, 7.5.